Hi, my name is Glenn Weinberg. I'm with Fairview Commercial Lending, and I'm based here in the great Rocky Mountains here in Colorado. Today, we're going to talk about how realtors are in for a little bit of a rough patch in 2018. It's a little surprising. Colorado continues to be one of the fastest growing states, and Denver remains one of the fastest growing cities in the country. Realtors should be rejoicing. But all this growth has a dark side. How could 2018 be tough for Colorado realtors when the state continues to set records on appreciation? According to the Denver Metro Association of Realtors, since 1985, the number of homes available for sale at the end of November has dropped an average of 8.8%. But last month, the inventory dropped 18.7% to 5,131. This is a record low for November. This trend of low inventory is not unique to the Denver Metro. You're also seeing it in the mountain communities like Steamboat Springs. In Steamboat, there's only one house listed under $500,000 and 17 houses under $1 million. The most demanded price point in Steamboat is under $500K, with the second most demanded under $1 million. Which equates to a severe shortage of inventory in this desired price point. For example, at the end of November in 2017, there were 404 homes listed for sale. That number is down from 918 at the end of 2016, so 56% drop in inventory. Why is this lack of inventory important? As inventory declines, it's pretty obvious, the amount of closed transaction also declines. Furthermore, as inventory declines, many people are reluctant to put their house in the market as they have limited options to either move up or down. And this further perpetuates the inventory issue. So right now, in many parts of Colorado, inventory is at critical lows. With inventory at critical lows, transactions are obviously going to be less. So the million-dollar question is, why don't we increase supply? So there are several factors that continue to hold back supply. First is the amount of buildable land. In many mountain towns and areas throughout the Front Range, there just isn't any place to build. So along with a lack of buildable land, there's a water issue. So even if you have buildable land, you might not have water rights, which limits what you can do. And the third primary factor is building costs. So building costs have risen exponentially within Colorado due to the tight labor market and also increase in supplies, so lumber, et cetera. So inventory is not changing. This brings to another question, how can a hard money loan help? In a market that's tilted towards seller, the strongest offers are the ones that can close quickly without the contingencies. So in a normal market, people, in particular sellers, are willing to wait to get the highest price. In today's market, it's such a limited market, inventory-wise, sellers can call the shots. And so sellers want the strongest offer that can close the quickest so they can then move to another house or whatever they need to do. This is where hard money comes in, since we don't have the requirements that traditional bank lenders have. So in summary, 2018 is going to be a challenging year for realtors. The transaction volume in many areas is going to continue to fall as inventory remains constrained. There is a plus, though. With this constrained inventory, there will be increases in price, and so those price increases are going to continue just due to the inventory issue. Unfortunately, that's not going to be enough to offset the reduced inventory prices. In a nutshell, realtors and mortgage professionals are going to be in for a little bit of a rough 2018 as transactions actually decline. Thanks for listening to my show. Please visit our main website, www.fairviewlending.com, or our Colorado-specific website at www.coloradohardmoney.com. If you'd like to get a hold of me, you can always call me at 303-459-6061. Thanks again, and look forward to the next show.